as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The car's going to come.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, everybody? Y'all know what time it is. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast is once again on the airwaves. My name is Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3. Once again, for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, all about the latest in the world of motorsports. You just heard our new intro for this year, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And folks, we're recording this on this cold, once again, cold Friday afternoon here in the MHK Manhattan, Kansas. For those of you who aren't familiar with those initials, and Big D, thank you for joining me as usual. It's almost game time, really, for all three divisions here as we're recording this, a couple hours away from the trucks getting out on the track, kicking off their season tonight in Daytona. But today's episode, though, will focus more in generally on the Xfinity Series. And, of course, we'll go through the official starting lineup for the Daytona 500, which was set last night due to the boring duels. I'll get in more than that. But we'll just start off. I talked a little bit about the trucks on the last episode of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. You have not listened to that, I will encourage you once again to go back and listen to that episode. We're going to focus on this episode this afternoon. We are going to just focus primarily on the Xfinity Series, as they'll be racing tomorrow afternoon. And of course, the big show, the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Of course, the trucks, for those of you who are interested, that is going to go down tonight. The Next Era Energy 250 going to go down on FS1, 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 local, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Going to go down the Xfinity Series. Interesting setup for this one, folks, as of course they went on to practice today as well, and both practice sessions are in, as of course Big D pulls up on our big screen here inside of the EG3 garage area, the NASCAR Racing Experience 300 tomorrow afternoon, 1:30. Let's just double check that to make sure that is correct on the board here. Yes, 1:30 local time. That's 2:30 on the East Coast down there in Daytona Beach, Florida. And the first practice session, of course, qualifying in the race tomorrow afternoon. First opening practice session of the year for the Xfinity Series. We got Chase Briscoe leading the way, then Tyler Reddick, John Hunter Nemechek, Ross Chastain in the other colleague racing entry there, fourth. And of course, remember the last time we participated, the Xfinity Series was in the Xfinity Series was in Daytona Beach. That's right. Justin Haley almost pulled off a miraculous move to win the race, but he went below the yellow line, took Sadler and the current race. I can't remember. I believe it was Kyle Larson. Wasn't sure, but Haley took it 3-wide, nearly pulled it off, and didn't do it. So Haley was fifth, and he also led the final practice session. I'll get into that here momentarily. Cole Custer, Austin Center, Chase Elliott, Chris Bell, and Justin Allgaier, your top 10 in that one. turn over the page to practice two. Like I just mentioned a moment ago, Justin Haley led that practice session, followed by the new man in the nine for Junior Motorsports, Noah Gregson, Ryan Zieg, David Starr, Jeremy Kometz, Timmy Hill, Cole Custer, Joey Gase, Chase Briscoe, and Max Tolman round the top 10 in that one. Again, big names in the Xfinity Series for this weekend. Get the Cup guys in there. We mentioned Chase Elliott. Brad Keselowski is in this field as well. And I believe that's it for the Cup guys. As far as that's concerned, yeah, you had Keselowski in there. And Chase Elliott, that's going to give a run right there. But don't underestimate these Xfinity Series guys like Chase Briscoe, Justin Haley, John Hunter, and the rest of these boys. They're going to put on a show tomorrow afternoon. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the Xfinity Series. I'm more excited for tonight seeing the Ganner Outdoor Truck Series race unfold under the lights. You know the trucks are going to put on a good show in this race. As far as Speed Weeks go, Speed Weeks has been, honestly, let's face it, a disappointment to this point, as that's a perfect transition. We're going to go three wide now to the duels last night. And, you know, I might have wasted, you know, in my opinion, I wasted 2 hours watching these guys run single file up against the wall. We talked about this already on a post-race reaction of the podcast. You missed out on that. You missed out on a good episode. Go back, listen to that wherever you get your podcast. You'll see the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. That's me, Eddie Greer, the third. He was the guys on this stone cold Friday late afternoon as we are preparing to see, hopefully, some actual racing on track later tonight with the Ganner Outdoor Truck Series opening up the season premiere in DB, Florida, tonight. It's going to go down. I'm definitely excited to see some sparks fly under the lights in Daytona Beach. But, yeah, the racing here so far has been not good. You see it. Everybody pretty much settling down on the high groove. Duel 1, Duel 2, y'all know what it is. Last night, of course, Kevin Harvick winning Duel number 1. Pretty much getting the track position there during the pit stops. Early on, William Byron showing that stout 24 there out front for a while. And the pit cycle happened. And then Kevin Harvick ended up taking the lead there and managed to hang on against Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the rest of that field in Duel 1. But yeah, we did not see, everybody's waiting to the last minute to do something, and it didn't pay off in Duel 1, but it did pay off in Duel 2 as the defending Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series driver Joey Logano was fourth the entire night pretty much in Duel 2. Clint Bowyer led like over 30 laps in this duel. All of a sudden, I don't know, I mean, we should all know Joey Logano's going to be a strong factor in the 500, but, you know, he won Talladega last year, and of course, we all know that secret weapon, I call him, TJ Majors, the spotter for that 22 car, and of course, you got Ty Gordon up on the top of the pit box also, but Joey Logano, a mammoth move on the inside from fourth to first, probably caught Clint Bowyer off guard, which it did, and Clint Bowyer afterwards went to say if this was the 500, he would have blocked that move, and I would agree with him wholeheartedly. But everyone wants to wait till the last lap and everything else. Logano did pull off the move, fourth, the first, started in turn one and completed it when he hit the backstretch, and Logano said adios, and that was a wrap there for duel number two. Joey Logano building, continuing that huge momentum from last year, winning the championship, taking down the big three. But what I take from this was Chase Elliott. You know, talk with the media yesterday after the fact, and Chase Elliott, he and somebody else was making moves, trying to make moves on that racetrack. I know Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was one of them yesterday, or I should say last night, in the dual race, the first dual race of the night. Stenhouse being aggressive. We're going to see it on Sunday. Somebody's going to be aggressive out here. Somebody has to. I mean, somebody wants to race. Kudos to Chase Elliott for making the moves on the racetrack. And really, for the rest of that race there, it looked like Chase Elliott had a better handling car. The way he was putting moves on Kurt Busch, McMurray, and at one point, Elliott was all the way back outside the top 10. And then he and a small group of cars chased a big group down. And Chase Elliott was putting on moves, trying to make some happen, didn't. Or I should say, Chase Elliott did make things happen there, while others waited until the last lap to do so. So, I mean, I get it. I mean, I don't get it, but I get it. I mean, you don't want to cause wrecks here and there. And I'm hopefully on Sunday we see a lot more activity instead of this waiting till 20 laps to go before we get it all up in a big wreck. Come on, guys. You waited a couple months to get back on the racetrack. We see you hear all the excitement. Oh, I'm excited to get back out on the track. I'm excited to race once again. I ain't seeing that. I am not seeing that. I'm seeing a bunch of guys out here after restarts curl up to the high side and to stay there. And if somebody makes a move, scared to make a move, they go to the back. I mean, that's what we've seen so far. Let's be honest here. The racing has not been good. And hopefully that opinion, my opinion, will change after Sunday night. Sunday's Daytona 500. I mean, a lot of people already said, you know, we're going to see the same thing on Sunday. Everyone was right around until hopefully, this, you know, we've seen it last year. The stages coming towards the end. We've seen a lot of big wrecks happen then. And everything else like that. But, I mean, at some point or another, some of the guys got to step up and try to make some moves out here in this racetrack. And kudos to Chase Elliott for, and I retweeted that post from last night, for being a man. I mean, yeah, he's only 23, right? But he still, though, he manned up. Wanted to make some moves out here. What's going to ride around? Yes, Denny Hamlin's one of those that's not going to ride around also. So you know going to have guys out here want to race the 500. I mean, what happened? I mean, the duels used to be really intriguing because, yeah, you're going to have racing. But at the same time, you don't want to take your Daytona 500. I understand that, car. I understand that. But, guys, this is the season opener, Daytona. You got to get, show me some excitement. Show me that you're ready to race. I haven't seen that name one bit. It goes back to the boring ass clash that we saw last weekend. Everyone wants to tuck on in on the high side and just ride the wave there. And yes, maybe the Fox guys are saying maybe it's this package, you know, the way that it's weirded out and all this other stuff. But guys, seriously, I mean, get it together, put on a good show, or I mean, I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. I really hope we don't see that. I really hope that it's hot, slick, and we see movement back and forth. This is the Daytona 500. You've waited few months to get back on track. What's it, man? I want to see you guys excited to race each other. Don't be scared. That's why I've been seeing y'all scared. Go out here and race. Seriously, Big D, that's what we've seen. Everybody's scared to go up there. Everybody wants to wait till that last lap. It's too late. Stop it. I mean, I understand if it's, yeah, the last lap, you're in the perfect position. Apparently, Joel Logano is in the position from fourth to first on that powerful move on the leaders in Duel 2. My eyes were wide open after that move. So, obviously, you know Joel Logano, former 500 champion, is going to try to do something. And a lot of these guys, they're going to try to play it safe. But some of these guys out here, like Stenhouse, Logano, Elliott, Kurt Busch, and throwing McMurray in there also, yeah, they're going to try to be aggressive and make these moves. And hopefully with a full field, we'll be able to see that and see some guys out here trying to get something done and get themselves in position to win the 500. You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter, Third Healy, guys. This afternoon on this Daytona weekend preview, getting you set for the Xfinity Series, which we did, and now primarily focusing going 3-Wide with the Daytona 500. And some of the guys that made it in last night, I don't have it up on the screen just yet. Let me get there real quick. But yeah, off the top of my head here, Parker Clearman was one of those guys that made it through the field last night. After not qualifying on speed, Parker Clearman once again getting your job done there. Brendan Gaughan making something happen on that. On that right there, Brendan Gaughan did it as well. There was a couple others in here as well. That's not the starting line. They got me the leaderboard practice there for whatever reason. So it's Big D, as Big D's working on that. There we go, Big D. Thank you. Yes, so here we go right here. Corey LaJoie is already in the field here. Kickerman is in a good starting spot. Truex missed the field. And Brendan Gaughan makes the 500 as well. Mears made it on speed as well. We're going to have 40 cars in this field. Cody Ware, BJ McCloyd also are in the starting line right now, which we will run down here in a little bit. But yeah, Parker Clearman stealing the show last night. And Brendan Gaughan getting the final spots in the 61st annual Daytona 500, lead kicking out Ryan Truex to the curb. And I believe it was Joey Gase was the other car as well that went home as well. So yeah, man, you put a lot of effort, sweat, blood, sweat, tears into it. And yeah, I really thought there Ryan Truex was going to get in. He ran up to ninth early on in dual one, but fell back due to the pit stops. And then Parker Clearman did what he had to do, get himself in there. But hey, you're not friends on the racetrack. You do what you gotta do. That's what Brendan and Parker did last night. They locked themselves in the final spots of the Daytona 500. You're listening to 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter, Third Heat with you guys here for a little bit longer here today. And then we will turn our attention to the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series race tonight as they kick off, resume Speed Weeks as they will run under the lights 100 laps. Last year, Johnny Sauter, your winner last year, with a different team this year. That last year was with GMS. This time around, he is with his former team. He reunites with his former team of Thor Sport Racing, and we did post a little something on that this morning. You missed it. I encourage you to listen to that as well prior to the green flag. Johnny Sauter makes his return to Thor Sport Racing. I gotta tell you, like I said last night on that little clip, this is a new super team right here. I know Kyle Busch Motorsports, GMS look good though, but they are turning a new leaf there to some younger drivers a little bit, led by Sheldon Creed. But you look at this team. This team reminds me, and I might have said this on a clip, on a news breaking clip last night. This team reminds me of Stuart Haas Racing. I mean, they got veterans, and you might throw in Joe Gibbs Racing as well. You have now Matt Crafton, former champion, Grant Emminger, a two-time winner in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series. Ben Rhodes, a two-time winner in the series. And now you throw in another champ in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, former champion, that in the person of Johnny Bad Dog Sauter. You're talking about in this organization last year, you know, they went to victory lane last year with Grant Emminger. Last year, the whole manufacturer change, and now you add another champion to your stable, whew, no excuse. I said that last night also. I'm going to say it again. No excuse for that team, organization, to get one victory under your belt for the entire year. And Sauter, Crafton looked good. And Matt Crafton, he's got to be like a Jimmy Johnson. And because, yeah, he's a two-time champion in the sport, and you went winless last year. I am sure that team specifically is hungry enough to go out there and get back to victory lane. That is the whole goal. Get yourself back to victory lane, and the rest just take care of yourself, and the rest will fall. So I'm definitely going to be interested to see Johnny Sauter could very well help out this organization, get back to the winning waves, yes, again. And figure went back to victory lane last year. That was the only victory for this organization with the new switchover. They've had a year to iron out the kinks with Ford, and now this is year two, and we expect, or I shouldn't say we, NASCAR Nation probably expects these guys to come out here and to be better. So that's what we're looking at from that aspect of things right there. So definitely excited for tonight. There's a lot of interesting names in there. So a star-studded field for the Truck Series, an Xfinity Series lineup that contains a couple Cup drivers, of course, in there. And, of course, we're going to see Ross Chastain up there, a teammate for this weekend to Justin Haley, Christopher Bell, just all guys looking to redeem themselves from failing to win a championship last year, getting knocked off the pedestal by one Tyler Reddick with Junior Motorsports, who's flipped the script over to Richard Childress Racing. So, hey, man. A lot of things to look forward to this weekend. Hopefully, we'll be talking about some exciting racing instead of this dull single-file racing that we have seen for the last almost 2 weeks now. So, hopefully, change the script. We'll find out starting tonight with the Truck Series on FS1. We're going to take a quick intermission break here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Pocs EG3. When we come back, we'll run down the starting lineup and talk odds of the 61st running of the Daytona 500. We'll be back after this short timeout.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
EG3 rolls on. Eddie Greer III here with you guys once again for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Ganner Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motor sports. Getting ready to resume Speed Weeks with the Ganner Outdoor Truck Series, recording this on this Friday, February 15th, a couple hours away from seeing the trucks light up Daytona International Speedway here. Who will catch the checkered flag first in that race tonight? Can't wait. Can't wait for Sunday. Hopefully, as stated the last couple weeks on this podcast, the racing has been lame, or I could say boring, to say the least. Let's not beat around the bush. It has not been very good. I could say much, but I decided not to go that far on this podcast. I'll keep that in the rear view, those words in the rear view mirror. But absolutely anxious to get it on. Of course, while we're recording this, practice is going on for the Cup guys right now as we're recording this podcast here. I believe it's the fourth practice session here for the 500, and the Fords have been out there already. Big D says out there trying to get some work done as well. We've seen Toyota top the charts here in speed weeks. I haven't really seen it translate to the track, to be honest with you, but Martin Truex Jr. has led that brigade, to my surprise. And, you know, with the whole virtual world shutting down, things like that, you would hope that Martin and Cole and the guys can, you know, make the official JGR stint transition smooth. And they've shown some speed here in the speed weeks here. So, very anxious to see him go at it here on Sunday. He and Kyle Busch have yet to win a Daytona 500, along with Brad Keselowski, Clint Bowyer, and there's another name in there somewhere. Can't remember, but right now. But those names right there have yet to win the 500 in the champions of the sport, except for Bowyer. But that's very interesting. So, we'll see what happens there. Can Toyota carry that momentum to the race? Kyle Busch is going to be starting deep in the field on Sunday, thanks to the magnet that is Jimmy Johnson. I mean, before we run down this 500 lap real quick, Jimmy Johnson, talked about him on the podcast Monday night on the post race. You know, Jimmy Johnson making that contact on Menard with less than 20 laps to go, just about, and with rain in sight, misjudges it clearly, gets in the Menard, and y'all know what happened after that. Last night, duel one, what happens? I don't know what it is. Jimmy Johnson can't get a handle on his race car or what, but once again, that magnet, like I tweeted out last night, that magnet, Jimmy Johnson, struck again last night. Contact with Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch goes spinning, brings out the caution. And yeah, Kyle Busch was pissed. Of course, y'all should know that by now. Kyle Busch mad at Jimmy Johnson. And then apparently, Jimmy texted Kyle apparently after the race or whatever. And Kyle said it is what it is. Classic Kyle Busch style right there for y'all. So but yeah, Jimmy Johnson, gotta get a grip, man, on your race car. Do something that you're not tagging these guys, these fast guys like Menard. Menard's somebody to watch on Sunday. And then Kyle Busch, you know he's going to try to make his way through the field. So, I don't know what it is. Jimmy Johnson, you know, all this aggression. Yes, again, we keep referring to this, that. I mean, yeah, he won a clash based on taking the field out, almost pretty much the entire field out to lunch. And I know your hunger desire is there, but chill out, dude. Get it, figure it out what you're doing so you're not doing it again. And he is 2 for 2 taken out. I mean, yes, he obviously got lucky and nobody else was involved in the whole mess except Kyle Busch. So Kyle Busch was frustrated and now he's going to be starting in the back of the field. So you know trouble can happen at any moment on plate races, folks. And Busch, Kyle Busch, we starting in the back of the field. And Jimmy Johnson, he's going to have to figure out a way to control his race car better. Because right now, I mean, yeah, it was a dual race last night. I get it. Or I'm trying to understand it anyways. But Jimmy Johnson, get it together, man. Come on. You're a 7-time champion. Figure out what's going on. Kevin Mendering, get it right. That's all I got to say. All right, folks. Odds real quick. Changed a little bit. After qualifying, primarily focusing on that 24 car, the pole sitter, William Byron. He was what, a 60-1 favorite, Big D, the last time we checked the odds? That was like a few weeks ago. And he is now a 40-1 favorite, I believe. Pull up that screen for me. There it is. Big D. Oh no, he's not 41 no more. He's 20-1 odds. Woo! This is a kid. Yes, this is a kid who is obviously took the truck series by storm, winning all them races, and one engine failure cost him a championship. He's a champion in the Xfinities, and let me back up to that truck series. We're probably a non-engine failure away from talking about him being a two-time champion in the series with Austin Dillon. But we're not. We're talking about him being Xfinity Series champion. But he definitely, he looks like a different person. I don't know what it is with William Byron. He's a talent, obviously. I don't know what it is about him. His look, his haircut, his style. He trimmed up a little bit. I don't know what it is. But he looks good. He looks ready to roll. And he's probably one of the smartest cats in the garage here when it comes to trying to recognize what you need in your race car. And he's going to have that man, Chad Knaus, underneath his wing this year. And everybody's talked about it around NASCAR world. This is the combination right here. Everybody's going to be looking at who gets the victory lane first. We've heard it all. We've heard it. And now we want to see it. Who is ready, most ready, right off the bat to get to victory lane? Let's check out that starting lineup real quick here for the Daytona 500 on Sunday, 1:30 local time, or just after 1:30 local time, 2:30 Eastern time, around noon Pacific time, folks. For those of you listening out there on the West Coast, you all know what it is. Starting shotgun with Casey Mears in the 40th position. And he was a late addition to the lineup there as we get things here rolled on here as Big D is looking for the music that he's looking for. We got it now. Let's roll it. Yeah, y'all know what it is. All right. So Casey Mayer starting in the shotgun, in a shotgun position, 40th. Moving from there, Tyler Reddick, 39th position for RCR. He is driving that Ryan's old number, the 31 Chevrolet. BJ McLeod will start 39th. Cody Ware, 37th. Ross Chastain back in that 15th. Chevy Camaro in 36th. Brad Keselowski had an adventurous flight last night in the duels. Pitted, sped on pit road, and then after that, apparently got pitted out of his pit box, so it was head of lap for that. So the man hasn't won a 500. He'll have to start deep in the field in 35th. Michael McDowell, 34th. Matt Tiff will start 33rd. Coy LaJoy will start 32nd. Mentioned Kyle Busch a few moments ago. Kyle Busch, 31st. Brendan Gaughan will start 30th. Daniel Hemric, 29th. Eric Jones had a rough duel last night. Results for him to start 28th. Landon Castle, 27th. Kyle Larson struggled a little bit. 26th. Parker Kligerman making the 500 starts 25th. David Reagan will roll off 24th on Sunday. Daniel Suarez, 23rd in that 41 for Stuart Haas. Ty Dillon, 22nd. Ryan Preece rolls off 21st. Austin Dillon trying to go to back-to-back Daytona 500. If he's going to do that, he'll have to do it from the 20th starting position. Ryan Newman, 19th. Chase Elliott, the only one to make. Yes, Joey Logano made the move of the night, but this cat was making moves of the night. Chase Elliott, 18th. Jimmy Johnson will start 17th. Jamie Mack in his final cup race ever, 16th. Chris Buescher, this is a cat to keep your eyes on here. Chris Buescher rolls off 15th for JTG Doherty. He was in the mix last night and won his duel. Ryan Blaney starts 14th, dominated this race a year ago. He looks to redeem himself. He will start with his best friend beside him, big man in the house, Bubba Wallace, 13th. He looked to make some noise once again in this year's 500. He won the rump last year. Kurt Busch, the 17 Daytona 500 champion there, sitting there in the 12th spot to start off the race there. Martin Truex Jr. has had a great speed weeks to this point. He will look to stay in the game here on Sunday to look for his first 500. He rolls just outside of the top 10 in 11th. Your starting top 10 positions rolls like this. Denny Hamlin, Joe Gibbs Racing, starts 10th. Matt DiBenedetto rolls off ninth. Matty D looking to shock the world here in number 95 Camry for Levine Family Racing. Keep this in mind. Again, Joe Gibbs Racing Alliance and Matt DiBenedetto held strong last night. Eric Almirola rolls off eighth. The heartbreak last year, we all know what happened there. Almirola will look to flip the script this year. Eighth. And the last time we're on the plate track, it was Eric Almirola bringing home the bacon at Talladega. Paul Menard will start seventh. He's had a strong speed weeks to this point. Clint Bowyer, sixth. Heartbreak Hotel for him last night. Couldn't finish the duel. It would have been a Stuart Haas sweep, but was not meant to be because of Joey Logano. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the man who won a couple of plate races a couple years ago, will look to bounce back. He will start fifth in this race. Joey Logano, your dual winners, Logano and Harvick. Kevin Harvick starts third. Logano, Joey Logano, your defending champ, begins his title defense in the fourth spot in the Daytona 500. And, of course, your front row, you know it all by now. William Byron rolls off the pole. And starting behind him, or I should say beside him, Alex Bowman in the 88. Folks, Three Wild and EG3, we're about done here as we get ready for some trucks here shortly. Final comments on the Daytona 500. Hopefully, again, it's been well documented today and really throughout the week. Hopefully, the temps will change, at least after the green flag run starts, how they change the way they race. I mean, you can only do single file for so long and get sick of it. I mean, some of these drivers getting sick of it already. So hopefully that will change once the Daytona 500 starts. I'm not going to pick a winner, obviously. So I'm going to leave that up to the drivers. Obviously, you know who I'm going to root for, obviously. But there's some cats to keep an eye on, obviously. My three, Bubba Wallace. I got Chris Buescher down here as well. Chris Buescher putting together a couple top 10s last year at Daytona. Not even that, I believe he finished top 5 in both of these races. And last but not least, yes, the man in the number 95, Matty D. Matty Benedetta looking to make some noise right off the bat for Levine Family Racing. Those are the three I have to keep your eye on. Yes, they're not flashy, but this type of racing, you're going to have big names fall out because of big wrecks. And let's just face it, big wrecks. And you're going to have some unsung heroes come to the forefront here and shine. And I think these three right here have the good possibility to do just that. But Wallace looking to really make history here. And I definitely would love to see that happen on Sunday. We'll have to see what happens there on that front. But overall, we hope to see some exciting racing this weekend, Big D. It's going to be good. All right, just a couple of minutes with you guys here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. Got some more good material for you guys here before the Daytona 500 goes green on Sunday. We got that coming up, but I did get my picks in this morning. Finally did, after really contemplating for quite a while here between a couple of drivers that I want in there, but I finalized it, and those will not be revealed until the post-race Daytona 500 episode on Monday night or Tuesday night, whenever we get our post-race uploaded to our podcast centers out there. But yeah, definitely will not reveal that. So yeah, very excited to be opening my lap traffic fantasy debut tonight, begins tonight, so very excited. So definitely another reason to watch the races this weekend as well. So there's that. Got that going on. And of course, our giveaway, have not announced it yet, but we're 5 followers away from doing that. So we need 300 to announce it, and then obviously 350 on the @EG3 Fast Eddie page Twitter handle. My Twitter handle @EG3_FastEddy. Again, 300 to announce it, and of course 350 to give it away. Of course, we're kind of on standby right now with some other things that could be coming in the mix concerning me and my wife. So we're still waiting on that here. So once we have that news, or if the news is official, whatever, we will let you know for sure on that, on the adoption front as well. So things, I mean, I'm just letting y'all know, letting all my listeners know now. So I mean, yeah, it's beginning of the year, but we also have other things to be paying attention to as family, or beginning to start a family, whatever you want to call it. But anyways, just want to get y'all attention on that. So hang on. But for right now, things are going to stay where they are until further notice. So there's that. And last but not least, folks, I did an episode last Friday afternoon with Chip Wild, the president of Daytona International Speedway. That's going to be uploaded as well tonight, along with this as well. So definitely get your Daytona 500 tailgating on with the E33 3Y NASCAR podcast. And we had a good conversation there. Chip Wild returned to the podcast. He was on the podcast a couple years ago. So we have our first returnee to the 3Y NASCAR podcast. So yeah, that was a good conversation we had there about Speed Weeks. And oh, by the way, Julian Edelman, the Super Bowl champion. He's won, I don't know how many rings now, but anyways, New England coming off their Super Bowl. Julian Edelman is your official green flag starter for this race on Sunday. So, Big D, I think we got it all down, man. Yeah, awesome, awesome, awesome. So, trucks going down tonight. I'm not picking winners tonight or this weekend at all. I'm going to let the race play out itself. And we got our lap traffic fantasy picks in. They will be revealed on Monday, and we'll tell them results. And hopefully, we start off on the right foot. Obviously, playoffs are on the line. That's our whole goal. That's our whole goal. Get to the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. And we have to get off to a good start. And hopefully, these drivers can make it all the way to the end. So we'll leave it at that. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Again, follow me on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie. And again, yes, you need that because why? 300 to announce the giveaway. And of course, 350 to give it away. So that is that. With that aspect, you can find the 3Y NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Audio Boom, Spotify, y'all know what it is, Stitcher, or just about everywhere. 3Y NASCAR Podcast, the season is almost here. With that, folks, that's going to do it for this week here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Big D. Man, the roads were horrible today, but thank you for coming and walking over here. Luckily, you don't have to drive that far over here, so thank you for doing what you got to do. We're going to be watching some racing, a lot of racing, including tonight, so glad to have you over for the race tonight. And of course, the Daytona 500, you won't be watching the Xfinity, will you? That's a no, so I'll be watching that. So looking forward to some racing, definitely, for that as well. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Again, folks, Daytona is on the horizon. The trucks are on track. Xfinity tomorrow. And, of course, the 61st annual of the Daytona 500 going down on Sunday. Who takes home the big trophy? Will Austin Dillon repeat? Or can somebody knock off the Fords off their high horse? Or will Fords reign supreme once again? Those questions to be answered Sunday afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Y.